What's up, my people? It's Sam here, and on this episode, I have something awesome to share with you. So yeah, just cue the intro and we'll begin from there.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply, and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career, and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. And I am always super stoked. I'm always super stoked for each of the episodes because, you guys give me a lot of feedback and how amazing. I mean, I'm so grateful for the feedback, especially those who get instant returns on each of the episodes. I'm super, super grateful for you guys tuning in and listening every day. But today I want to talk to you guys on something I have talked about it severally on the episode, but you know, I just feel like I've got the perfect opportunity and a scenario to talk about this, and I hope it will help you with your business idea or whatever you're looking to do. But basically, this episode is for a business, the business category. But where I live, there's a shop behind our house where they, it's a provision shop. It's a provision shop where they sell, you know, all kinds, normal, you know, day-to-day, you know, stuff. Like, they sell all kinds of provisions, right? And so the woman is a good friend of mine. So I went there to buy airtime. So I bought 10 today's airtime. And then she was like, oh, hey, it's been a while I saw you. And the reason she had seen me in a while was because most of the times I get someone else to buy the airtime for me. And so she doesn't really see me. And so she felt I wasn't coming to her any longer, but that wasn't the case. Anyway, so she was telling me of a new Indomie seller that had come just adjacent to her place. And she was telling me to tell my brother, because my brother likes to buy the Indomie a lot. So she was telling me to tell my brother to go get, that there's a new Indomie shop just adjacent to where she sells. And so basically she was, you know, trying to help the woman, start off and here and there, right? I was like, oh, that's cool. When did she start? And she's like, a month ago. And I was really confused. I'm like, you've been in business for a month and I'm in the area and I have no idea, right? And that is where the lesson is coming from today. It's all about noise, guys. If you are in my workshop, Email Secret workshop we did recently, you'd know I said something about attention being the new currency. Attention being the new currency. You know, first it used to be information being the currency. So the more information you have, the more, you know, liable you're able to, like, you can make money. You have the ability to at least make tons of money if you have enough information. But now, information alone is not enough, right? You need a lot of attention. If you have information and then you don't have the people coming to you, like, what's the point? What's the point of having an attention? I mean, having a business or whatever you're looking to do, right? You need that attention. And so I was very stoked. I was like, why have you been in business for a month now? Just right behind my house. And nobody knows about it. My brother doesn't know. I don't know. I was asking my mom and my dad. They also have no idea that there was this business here, right? And so the following day, I just, you know, for the heck of it, you guys know I'm a geek. I geek about all these things. And so for the heck of it, I wasn't going to buy, but I went there. Just to see what how the setup was and everything. And so I went there and she was just seated there, like kind of like waiting for people to come. And it was past, I think it was past 8:30. And if you know, like most Indomie joints, right? They set up by 6:30 and then people are all over the place, right? And, some people might argue that she's not at a vantage point. She's not where, you know, people, she doesn't have the foot traffic or the targeted place that she really wants people to be coming. But here's the thing. What I want you guys, what I want to nail into your heads is that guys, now the system has changed. Long before time, you know, long before this time, you know, you set up your business and there are few people to compete with. There are very, very few people to compete with. And so you are the only choice people would come to. You need to buy something. People just, you know, walk to your place. But now that there's a lot of competition, now the value you have alone is not enough. Right, because what you are giving out, someone else also is giving it out. Right, you think your Indomie is awesome? Have you tried the other one? It's so awesome too. For all you know, it's even better than yours, right? How many of you know that the products and service you render to your people are much more valuable to even your competitors? But your competitors are the ones winning. How many of you have had that? For me, I've had that. I know that for a fact. Some of my products are even much better than the so-called high-profile products out there, right? But the problem is that, you know, most of us, we don't put into consideration the attention level of what we are looking to do, right? See, we should be noise makers. We should be ethical noise makers, especially if we know what we have can change people's lives, right? What we have can change people's lives. We have the ethical and the moral obligation to make a whole boatload of noise around it. Okay? It's not just about setting up the idea and then waiting for people to come. Make noise about it. Make a ton of noise. And so today I just want to share with you how I would, if I were to sell an Indomie shop, like if I were to sell, Indomie, this is what I would have done, looking at what the Emerge Secret Formula can, you know, do to your business, right? So way before I even come up with the Indomie idea, I always want to make sure that the people I'm looking to serve, that is exactly what they need, right? And so I would be out there, be kind of like a CID, an investigative, you know, reporter, right? And all I'm doing is investigating what do people buy when they get home, right? Especially those, you know, those workers who return from the house around 7, 8, 9, what do they typically buy, right? So I just visit all these places that I think my potential customers are already there, right? And so I might go to a rice shop, right? I might go to a provision shop because they might be buying some beverage. They might be buying some bread, right? They might be buying some food somewhere, might be buying Indomie elsewhere, right? And so I'm looking at that for as a hawk, right? As a detective. I'm not looking to be like, okay, so there's the port where I'm looking to enter. No, I'm looking at it as what is missing in here. That is what I'm looking for. That's the first step. I look out for the problem, right? You always look at the problem first, right? And then I'll be like, okay, so here's my findings. What I found was that people within the ages of whatever, right, from 20 to 30 years, when they return from work, they find a lot of trouble getting food in the evenings, right? What I found is that they get a lot of problem getting food in the evenings. And so what do I have to do? Then I have to start matching my solution to them. But I don't come up with a solution. That is where most people fall. I don't come up with a solution. I come up with the possible solution and then I create the solution with them, right? And so this is the process of which I'm going to do that. I get possible solutions. So possible solutions are, okay, so I've realized that people get hungry when they get back from work and they are really tired. And so they like really fast food, like foods that will go really quick, right? And then I'll just put out my options. So I think tea will be very good. Tea and bread will be awesome, right? And then Indomie will be great. Rice will be great, right? And I list out, you know, about 5-10 possible solutions that I would want to give, right? That's the next step. And now the next step after this, after putting out my possible options, my possible solutions, the next thing I do is I just go out there and then ask them, hey guys, I've been studying you for a while. Like, of course, I'm not going to go that route. I'll be like, if you were to come back from work and you're very tired, what's your ideal food that you would love to buy, and to be delivered to you instantly, right? And then they'll give me the option. Some people will be telling me all these things, which may or may not fall within my possible solutions. But I want the answers from them, because if you're giving me the answers, that means that's what they need. Okay, that is what they need, or that is what they want, right? And so I just have to match up my possible solution with what they want, and I just give it to them. It makes your job so easy, okay? And so for an Indomie seller like me, some other Indomie seller, that is what I'll do. I'll first off look at the problem. Where is the problem coming from, okay? Why are they buying the food here? Why are they not buying in at the workplace? Why are they not doing this? Why are they not? I'm looking for the possible problem. Why they are not doing something? And then I look out for the possible solutions. And I don't give the solutions to the answers. I ask them what their possible solution would be. And then after that, I come into my creative zone. I come into my entrepreneurial zone and be like, what are these people wanting from me? And then I'll match what they need. I'll match what they want to what they need, because as an entrepreneur, you know, usually we know what the customer needs, but we don't know what they want. And these are two different things. These are two different entities. If you don't understand, it will mess you up. It would mess you up, because if you know what people need and what they want, you'll be able to tailor exactly what you what it is. Because, like, for example, people want money, but people don't want to work, right? And so if you are in a space of, you know, in a space where you want to help people make money, there's a way you match their wants to their needs so they can be able to patronize whatever you're looking to do. Okay. So there's a difference. You need to know if it's a need, what they are telling you is a need or is a want. And then you go into your entrepreneurial creative zone. That zone, you know, you are the only one who can operate within that space, your creativeness, what you add to it to make it really awesome, right? And then after I have added my entrepreneurial and creative touch, I come up and then I bring the solution to them. But I don't bring it, I don't get a table and then start all over and be like, I've opened an Indomie shop and it's so going to be awesome, right? No, I don't do that. Here's what I do. So I make some pieces of the food, right? Maybe a sample of the food. And then all those people that I personally talk to them and then ask them for their personal opinions. I'm going to promise them that I'll give them, you know, something in exchange of they giving me something of, their possible solution, right? And then after agreeing to whatever they are looking to do, I'm going to give them a sample of what I'm looking to do for them eventually, right? And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a sample of the food and then head over to them, like, on a personal level. And there's a reason why I want to do it on a personal level, okay? So I take it, I go give it to them on a personal level. I make them taste it on a free, you know, course. I'm going to bear the cost. And, like, just think about it, right? If I'm going to really go into Indomie sell, and my margins are probably 3 cedis, right? 3 or 4 cedis, right? And so I'm willing to bury the hatchet by, you know, getting 10 people to test my food to see the pepper quantity, the oil quantity, the egg quantity, the food quantity, and all these things, right? And so I check that, and then I see, okay, so then I get the feedback from them, right? And so for the feedback, I'll just judge the feedback and be like, okay, most people are saying that the pepper is too much, or most people are saying that it's too oily, or most people are saying this and that and that. Out of those 10 people that I selected, I'm just going to do that. And then from their feedback, I would know exactly what would be the best recipe for them. I'll know exactly what would really match their need to their wants. And then through that, I'll also, you know, talk about my delivery process, whether they come to my table, what I'm going to set up. I'm going to ask them which would be the best option. If I deliver it over to you, or you have a table, you come over to my end, right? And depending on the feedback you get, that is how I'm going to deliver my result. And so let's say the majority of them are saying that, oh, they would love for me to come and deliver it over to them. Guess what? I am not setting up a table. I'm not setting up a table. That is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to deliver it to their doorstep, and I'll make sure my margins match up all those. I'll put in my cost, and I'll put all those possible costs here and there. And that is how I validate my idea and then bring it to the marketplace. I don't just stand up and then. And so I doubt if this Indomie seller I talked about is going to listen to this episode. But, you know, I just want to give you the idea of what typically I would do in any form of, you know, business, just like an Indomie business, right? I won't set up the shop and then be like, oh my gosh, who will come and buy this? Who will come and buy this? No, please don't. Make noise, right? And the process in which I went through, that process, it delivers noise. Because guess what? Now, all these 10 people, these beta testers, these people that had enjoyed my food and they loved it or they hated it, they are going to be making noise about it. Oh, have you heard? There's this Indomie seller who does delivery. It's so awesome. You should try it and see. And the next person, and the next person, the ripple effect takes place. Right? And then before I even set up, I have a buzz going on. I have people raving about, oh, there's this Indomie seller coming. Oh, he's coming. He's going to come. His Indomie is going to be awesome, right? And then that way I've created the attention I need rather than, you know, not ignoring anybody and then, you know, just starting the Indomie, right? It's funny, you know, because for my area where I live, right? Of course, there are people who would patronize her Indomie and all that. But my area, it's kind of like, it's not way on the outside where there's foot traffic. It's very residential. And so since it's very residential, just think about it. If you're in a residential home, people typically cook in their homes or buy food before they come here, right? And so if she had followed that process, she may or may not even, you know, start the Indomie in the first place. Or she would have done it in a way where it would attract the kind of people she wants to her table, not she waiting for them to come, but she attracting them and driving them to the table. That's the best way to go, because now attention is the new currency. Without attention, clearly she's not making money. I went there and I was forced to buy something for her. I was forced to buy something for her, like out of the fact that I was standing there, you know, I wasn't like right into her face and then looking at what she's doing. No, I was just, you know, using my, you know, I was just strolling around the area, and then she was seated and then waiting, kind of like praying for people to come and then buy from her, which I think is the most saddest way. So please, if you're listening to this episode, if you're an arisen person, if you're someone who is arisen, please don't make that happen to you. Please don't. Please. It's hurtful. It decreases your momentum. It makes you question your ideas. It decreases who you are, because guess what? You set up something and then people are not patronizing. You start second guessing that, are you good enough? And that is why I don't want you to get to. Okay, so please follow this process, and I bet you if you follow it the right way, you should be able to, you know, make strides and then make headway. So I hope this episode helps. And if it did, please head over to SoundCloud or Facebook or wherever you're listening to, whether on the website arisenglobal.com/podcast. If you're listening from there, please leave some comments on there and let us know if this was helpful. If not, do let us know, because we enjoy your feedback as well. Anyway, let me hop off here and I'll talk to you guys very soon. And don't forget to stay arisen.
Ooh, wasn't that awesome? But I'm sure you've heard this quote before. You are the average of the 5 people you hang around with, right? You see, I'm very intentional with the people I watch, the people I talk to, the people I listen to, and the people I get advice from. The knowledge I possess right now is as a result of the connections and associations I have made with these past years. In fact, I can account my knowledge and business to a few elite groups I'm part of. For a while now, I've been wondering if there are other elite entrepreneurial focused groups on social media in Ghana, and to my surprise, almost all the groups I joined were platforms for a bunch of unskilled marketers and business owners who did nothing but only promote their products and services all day. Or they talked about what's new in politics and football, or the hottest number pairing to win the lottery. As frustrating as that could be, I never got value from all these groups, so I booted myself out of them quickly. Then I had an idea. What if I created the kind of group on Facebook where real value is shared within the community, so we can impact ourselves together, make money together, share our wins and losses together, and together make the world a better place? So I did. And we are calling it Living the Arisen Live Online. This is a group on Facebook where dreams come to life, exponential growth is experienced, and lives are imparted. You wanna join? Head over to www.livingthearisenlive.online. www.livingthearisenlive.online. And I'll see you on the inside. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.